The Eddie B. Sit edition and audio series of the Talmud Bavli.
Masechet Baba Batra. This Masechet, the longest Masechet in Shas, page-wise, has been dedicated by our good friend and pioneer student in the Daf Yomi Shi'ur, Adam Azrak Hashem Yishmeru V'chayehu, for the Hatzlacha of his dear children, that they should grow up to give him much nahat, they should have chokhmah, binah, vada'at, and be'ezrat Hashem, they should be zuche in the right time to the proper zivugim, b'parnasa, osher v'chavod, me'ata v'ad olam, to him and his wife and his entire family. Amen. Daf samech bet, perek ha'mochen et ha'bayit. Today's daf is being studied in Nishmat Avraham ben Esther, Ruach Hashem t'nichinu b'gan Eden. Amen. We begin today's daf on Samech Bet Amud Rishon, and we are right on the top line. Metzar, or actually Matzar Lo, Mitzad Echad Aruch, Umetzad Echad Katzir. Okay. Let's get the case. Guy's selling a field to his friend. You have the field, let's say. Okay. Here's the field. And he gives him borders. How does he tell him the borders? He says, on the east side, I'm bordering with Reuven. Okay. Now, Reuven has a property over here. Let's do it this way. This is Reuven's property. Okay. This is the field in the middle that's being sold. Okay, this, but you don't even need to see a field that's being sold. Just this area, this space area over here is being sold. So he says, the Uvin's to the east, and the Uvin's length of the property is 100 amma. Okay? And he says, and to my left is Levi, or Shimon, let's say, and Shimon's property only goes 50 amma. So now the question is, in the middle area over here, what does he go? Does he go according to the Uven's 100 across? 50. Or maybe only go according to the 50 across? Mm-hmm. The borders are different sizes. Right. One is Aruch and one is Katzer. Mm-hmm. So how do you measure what exactly he was selling him? Okay? You can see the picture. Right, you see the picture in the Rashbam. You see the Aruch side and you see the Katzer side. You see that? And the other sides are equal. Mm-hmm. So the question is, what did he sell him? Is that clear?
Yeah.
Okay. Let's read that inside again. So Matzar lo mitzar echad aruch. One side, it's a long mitzar. O mitzar echad katzer. Amar Rav lo kana ela keneged a katzer. So Rav is mahmir. Rav says, let's say this is 50 amma. You draw a line across 50 amma across, that's what he owns.
Mm-hmm. Why do you tell him how much
Reuven has? Because Reuven is that border.
The border.
It is the border. But he didn't mean the whole 100 amma. That's why he said the other border. I mean, it's the smaller of the two, but it goes all the way across. But that's the derech of the way of people say things. Look at the Rashbam. Ela keneged ha-katzar. Keneged matzar mizrahi yikne dainu hatzi ha-sadeh. U-mitzar ma'arabi shu'aruch mitzarim hirhiv lo. Right, he just said it as an exaggeration. You have to write the full border. You can't write half of Reuven's. Right? You're right. Full Shimon's and full the... But he meant this the half side. If you look in your picture of it, just to make it obvious. So this was he's acquiring. Right? He's acquiring only 50 amma of the across. I have a picture of my article. If you have your in yours. See, this is what he's getting. Only 50, not the whole thing. Good. Anyway, the Gemara said, "Amru lo Rav Kahana v'Rav Aser l'Rav." They ask a question. V'yikne keneged Rosh Tor. So what do you mean? Why don't you make the shape of Rosh Tor? What is Rosh Tor? Rosh Tor means like this: go the whole 100, and go and go and go up to the 50, which means it'll be. From Reuven's field, let's say, go on an angle, exactly. Go on an angle all the way to Shimon's field, and from underneath Shimon's field, that little area is not Koneh. Mm-hmm. If you look at the picture, you see the picture in Rashbam. You see the picture of Rosh Tor,
mm-hmm.
which is what basically you're doing is, It's not really a triangle. It's called Rosh Tor. Look at the Rashbam's Lashon. V'yikne keneged Rosh Tor. Kelomar ha'ikal lememad de'davka katav lo metzar me'arav aruch. Which means maybe he meant when he said aruch, he meant the long side. So therefore, give him the whole, that whole side. U'metzar mizrahi katzer. Haynu kedel leknot metzar me'arav me'a ama be'orech. He meant to give him orech me'a ama. Ha'metzar u'metzar mizrah hamishim ama. How could you do that? How could you give him 100 on one side and 50 on the other? Give it to him on a slant. Right? So you're giving him the both sides. Right? You see what they're doing? They're going across the whole field. And then you go up towards the 50, which means you go like on a diagonal. Mm-hmm. Which means you know how you would figure it out. Go to the tip of the 50 and draw a line, right. Draw a diagonal across. So go to Shimon's field, draw a diagonal all the way to the end of Reuven's field. Right from the 50, draw a line all the way to the 100. It's including everything above that, and then you have the blank space in between. Maybe that's what he meant. Mm-hmm. And that image is called a Rosh Tor. Understand how we explained it? When he asked him that question, Shatik Rav. Rav kept quiet. I mean, he accepted it. So it says, Umode Rav. Rav clearly is Mode. Hecha di'ikam metzar Reuven v'shim'on mechad gitsa. U'metzar Levi v'Yehuda mechad gitsa. Medahavile le'mechtav le'. תראובן כנגד לוי ודשמעון כנגד יהודה ולא כתב לה שמאמינה כנגד ראש תור הוא דאמר לה. What does he mean in this case? This case is easy. You have, let's say, the field in the middle. Same case, field in the middle. That's what the cups. Here's ראובן, שמעון, and then you have לוי and יהודה. Okay, so you have four fields on the side over here. Okay? Each one of these fields is 50 amma. Good? Yeah. So, Rav is Modeh, in this case over here, where you have four fields on the corners, at the borders, and each one is 50. Here chadika metzar reuven v'shim'on mechad gisa, u'metzar levi v'yehuda mechad gisa, midahavale le'mechtav le, if he really meant just 50, he should have said Reuven keneged Levi,
right?
Or Reuven keneged, yeah.
Because
this is 50, so it's a clear 50. It just means this area. Or he should have said Shimon keneged Yehuda. From the fact that he did not say that, so then it works. Even Rav is going to agree it's going to work with Rosh Tor. Mm-hmm. Now, how would Rosh Tor go in this case over here? Very simple. If you look at the picture in the Rashbam, you go from the corner of, let's say, Levi's field on one side, and you draw a diagonal all the way across to the end of Reuven's field on the other side, and everything on top is Rosh Tor. Or the other way, you go to Yehuda's field from his tip, and you draw the corner of his to the corner of Reuven. Everything above is Rosh Tor. So he agrees in that case that that's a Rosh Tor situation. Because there was a way to do it where it was clearly 50. Because mm-hmm. you could have delineated the borders clearly. Yeah. You could have said, Reuven keneged Levi, and Shimon keneged Yehuda. The fact that he didn't say that, so then already, what did he say? He just said, Reuven and Levi. He gave one on one side and one on the other side. So then you do the Rosh Tor. Then you go according to this Rosh Tor business. That's how he says it. Okay? Mm-hmm. Just look at the Rashbam right in the beginning. The Ika Mitzah, first wide line in the Rashbam. The Ika Mitzah Reuven v'Shimon Mizrach Mitzah Levi v'Yuda Keneged Ma'arav V'Roch HaBasadeh Kuf Amah. It's 100 Amah on both sides. V'Abi Mitzah Levi Keneged Reuven Nun Amah V'Chem Mitzah Yuda Keneged Shimon Nun Amah. וכתב לו בשטר, מצר ראובן ושמעון מן המזרח, ומצר יהודה מן המערב. Aha. You see how he wrote it? He wrote, ראובן ושמעון on one side. Right. Reuven and Shimon on one side. Reuven and Shimon on one side, and he wrote Levi on the other side. He only wrote one Bori on the other side. So that's a case of 100 on one side and 50 on the other. So let's compare. Why is this case different than the first case? Because in the first case, it was just one. It was just Reuven and Shimon, right? So from the fact, we say, perhaps in that case over there, you go with the smaller border. You go with the smaller border, and he only owns for that 50. But here, it's 100 on one side and 50 on the other side. But if he really meant to say it's only 50, he could have said that Reuven corresponding Levi, let's say, across that, to make it just a straight Levi. From the fact that he picked one side 100 and the other side 50, then already you assume that he meant draw a line from the one on the one side and draw it across, a diagonal, and he owns the Rosh Tor. Okay, so that's obviously the difference between the two cases. Rav is more there in that case. Are we clear? Okay, next case. Rav is Modeh, in this case, Rosh Tor. In the first case, he didn't say Rosh Tor. In the first case, he said, it's Keneged HaKatzer. But in this case, even Rav will be Modeh, that you make the Rosh Tor calculation. Because if he wanted to make the smaller calculation, there was a way for him to write it. Next case. Metzar Reuven Mizrach U'ma'arav U'metzar Shimon Safon V'darom צריך למכתב למצר ראובן רוחין תרן ומצר שמעון רוחין תרן. Okay, what's the case? The case over here is, if you look in the picture, there's a field. Okay, the field is a space in between, right? Shimon has properties on both sides, north-south. Reuven has properties on east-west. Both belong to Reuven. And these both belong to Shimon. Okay? So what's the deen? So Mitzar Reuven Mizrach Ma'arav. Okay, so Reuven has Mizrach Ma'arav. U Mitzar Shimon Safon V'darom. And Shimon has Safon V'darom. Tzarich Lemichtav Le Mitzar Reuven Ruchin Tren. When he says the border of Reuven, he has to say the border of Reuven on both sides. U Mitzar Shimon Ruchin Tren. And he has to say the border of Shimon also on both sides. Okay? Let's look at the Rashbam. Metzar Reuven Mizrach U'Ma'arav. Hamocher Sadeh L'Chaveru. V'rotzeh L'Chtob Metzareha. He wants to write the borders. V'yesh L'Shichno Reuven Bet Sadot. Achat B'Mizrach V'Achat B'Ma'arav. And the neighbor owns really both. He owns one on the right side and one on the left side. Mizrach U'Ma'arav. לא יכתוב לו סתם שדה זו שאני מוכר לך הרי בתוך שדות ראובן ושמעון. Don't say ראובן ושמעון, because that could be misleading. Why? דעת למפלג לבאלכסון כזה. Because you'll come along and you'll go, let's say, from his Shimon side. You'll draw a diagonal from Shimon's side and you'll just split the field in half diagonally. Right? Because this is the Shimon side and this is the Reuven side. So you'll go to the tip of Shimon's side, and you'll draw a diagonal to the tip of...
So
you
get
the
piece in the middle, is that what you're saying?
No, you'll get half. Again, if I just say the Reuven and Shimon, so then he's going to get diagonal. He's going to have to feel diagonally. Mm-hmm. Again, this is the Reuven side, and this is Shimon's side, right? If I just say, it's bordering the Reuven and Shimon. Now really, the Reuven has a side here, the Reuven has a side here, Shimon has a side here, Shimon has a... They own all the four sides. So if he just says Reuven and Shimon once, so that I go to Reuven's side, make it easier for you. Give me another tissue box. Give me another, here. Okay? So what I'm going to do is, I'm going to just draw a line, like this, diagonally. From Reuven's field to Shimon's field, he ends up only getting half. So therefore he has to say, Reuven's, the borders on both sides, and Shimon's the borders on both sides, and that way he gets the whole field in the middle. But if he just says the borders are Reuven and Shimon, I say he meant only half. Aylehu. Siyem lo et hakeranot mahu. That's a picture Okay, you can look at it in the art scroll. It has it here also. You have a field. You have a field in the middle.
Exactly.
Okay, and you got, let's say, three fields on each side. Okay, field in the middle. One, two, three. Imagine you have this on each side. Okay, three, three, and three over here. Okay, so you got nine fields altogether surrounding the field. Okay. Actually, you have.
Has
yeah.
Has a nine.
No, it's.
Three, six,
eight.
Nine, 12.
Eight.
Not 12.
Eight.
No, it's not.
No. It's
our
picture
is
different.
Not.
You have eight. You have eight. You have eight. You have eight. Point is because one half corners. One half corners. So what did he do? Basically, what he did is that so do the corners like this. Give me. Okay, that's it. It's exactly like this. Consider these fields over here. Consider these fields over here and these fields over here. The spaces in between are fields as well.
Okay.
So you have one corner, a field, a corner, a field, a corner, a field, a corner, a field. Right? These are corners. The fields are also corners, right? So when he gave him the borders, he told him the borders are this corner, this corner, this corner, this corner. Okay, let's number them. Yeah, this is one. One corner. We'll start with one, two, three, four, five, six, seven. So he gave him one, and three, and five, and seven. So he thought this is the borders of your field. Okay? So the Gemara wants to know, how do you look at it in that case? And what are the two sides? Now obviously one of my options is, he meant the whole thing. Everything in between. That's one option. These are just the ones. What's the other side to say? So look at the Rashbam. Siyem lo et hakeranot. Lashon siman shehayu sadot harbe shel bnei adam makifim oto, a lot of fields surrounding, velo katav el arba sadot shel dalet keranot hasadeh aval orkav v'rochba lo mitzer klal. That's the problem. He didn't discuss length and width. He just said the borders are here, so maybe he only owns the corners of the middle. He didn't discuss length and width. Now in the center over here, how much length and width does he own? Otpam, how much length and width? I don't know how much length. He didn't say how much length and width. So therefore, maybe he only owns the small area right in front of the corners over here. Listen, don't confuse yourself. You have these fields over here. One field, two field, three field, four field, five field, six field, seven field, eight fields. Yes? He sold them in the middle something. We want to know what he sold them. So he told them, okay, the simanim, so you know where your field is 1, 3, 5, and 7. Now, it could mean, here's the board, it means everything in between, meaning including the length of the hole from 8, to, from 1 to 5, from 3 to 7, he owns the whole area in between. Or do I say no, he only, mamash, was giving him those corners in the field. And not giving him the whole thing.
Which corners? One corner, one, three, five,
one,
seven?
One, three, five, seven.
No, the corners are not his. These are borders. These are borders. That's selling him these.
But which corners?
In the middle here. The corner over here, the corner over here, the corner over here, and the corner over here.
One, three, five, seven.
Correct. Because those are the same money that he gave him. Or do you say no?
But how much of it does he own?
Yeah, the corners have to have dimensions.
Yeah, there's no dimensions.
Whatever the dimensions of the corners are.
But he didn't. There's no dimensions.
No. These fields of the corners have a dimension. He didn't give him the dimension of the length of the whole side. Look at it. Please, see, I'm looking at it. First white line in Ashbam. Lashon siman chiyu sadot harbe shel bnei adam makifin oto velo katav ela arba sadot shel arba keranot hasadeh aval orkav v'rochba lo mitzer klal miyamrin en derech lemkor keranot hasadeh. You don't sell the corners of a field to a person. Ela kol hasadeh shebetoch keranot. You sell everything in the middle. Yeah, that's why he gave the board. It means to sell him everything from border to border.
Or Dilma.
Lo machalo illa telem ba'alachson mekeren lekeren sheti va'erev kazeh. Make an X. Go from one corner, make a diagonal from corner to corner. Go one corner, because you saw the corners. Maybe that's what he means when he says corners. And make a diagonal across from corner to corner. I mean, how wide?
Yeah.
Go from this 16, corner, 16. From corner one to corner one, two, three, four, five. From one to five,
right.
And from seven to three.
Right.
Like an X. Like an X.
He put an X.
Doesn't that mean he owns the whole
thing? What does he own? He owns the, just the
whole thing?
No.
It
shows the corners. He owns the corners. Look at the corners. From corner to corner.
But how? Why did you make that corner?
From the corner to corner. The rabbi just said.
Okay, but how? Why?
No,
the strike, the whole corner. It's a corrow, whatever the length is, a tillim, a furrow, whatever the width of a tillim is, a plow, that's the next case, it's the X case.
No, I can see it. It's the X case, the white in the X.
It's the X case. The white in the X, that's what he's calling it. The white in the X, that's the tillim. And they say, just to quote it, it's the Rosh Hashetach is talking about Shnei Tilamim, because it's crisscrossing. Ra'ui l'zi'at tish'a kabin. That's ra'ui to plant 9 kabin. That's the Sheila in that case. Okay, one more case. Kimin gam mahu. Okay, what's kimin gam? Gam is a Greek letter, right? Alpha, beta, gamma. So gamma is like a chaf sofit that we would have in Lashon HaKodesh. So basically what he did was, is like this. Again, you always start with the field in between. Okay? So basically what he did was, he made it like a chaf. What would the shape of a chaf be? Like this. You have one field on one side, let's say north, and one field on the east, like an L. It's like an L like this. Okay, I guess like an L like that. And then on the bottom as well, one field on the opposite side, and one on the bottom. Look at how I have it set up over here. He has it set up where the borders are. You like to say L's? L is fine. Or it's a chaf. It's the same thing. That it's L bracket.
I don't see
chaf. Okay. It's a chaf sofit.
It's like a U.
It's a chaf sofit. Chaf sofit. No, it's a chaf sofit. It's like L. It's the same thing. Upside down. No. The point is, let's go our directions now. North-south, east-west, right? So you have over here, on, let's say, the Tzafon, and the Ma'arav, right? On northwest corner, you made an L, as a border, and on the southeast, you made a border, an L. So the question is, what does that mean for the field? Okay. What can it mean? What are my options? Rashbam. Kimin gam. You know what, by the way? The best picture is in the Rashbam.
Yeah, you see.
That's very clear. Best picture is in the Rashbam. He made an L. Brackets in the northwest and the southeast. Beautiful. So this is Ot Yevanit, Vedomer Lechav Kegon, he means Chav Sofit, Kegon Shemetzar Lo Kirin Deromit Mizrechit, that's southeast. The Kirin Sufurim Arabit, that's northwest. Venimsa Shemetzar Tehila Kol Ruach Kazeh. Now, Imtim Selomar Gabesiyim Lo Tekeranot. In the first case, where you just gave him the actual corners, De Lo Kana Ela Keneged the Keranot, where you say maybe only his Kone Keneged the Keranot, meaning the X. Hainu Mishum Da'atam Lo Siyim Et Aruchot. Because there, you didn't give when you gave the corner, you didn't give the other coordinate to that corner. You just gave four corners, so he meant dafka the corners. Draw lines from the corners. But here you're putting a marker at each direction. Here you're putting a marker in the north and in the west, and in the south and in the east. So in that case over there, maybe that's considered like you're giving the whole thing. The kanakol, or the malokana ela ba'alakson. Or maybe only kuneh ba'alakson, maybe you only make an alakson from in between the brackets. If you make an alakson in between the brackets, so he only owns in between the brackets, or do you say no? It's another way of being misaman the whole field, which is by corners themselves, so you're really only giving one side of each corner. So I say, maybe it just means the corner themselves. But here, you're giving the corner, and it's like you said, it's coordinate. You're giving both sides of it. I'm giving northwest. So when I give northwest, it could mean he means the whole thing.
The whole perimeter of the corner.
And the opposite as well. Because that's why I went southeast. It means the whole thing. That's why I gave two sides. So you get the whole thing. Or Dilma, no. Maybe it means, like the first kid, just make the diagonal across from bracket to bracket. Those are two sides.
Okay.
Zabaruch, we turn the page.
Gemara continues on the top line. Gemara says, Besirugin Mahu. Okay, let's just review what we're talking about. Talking about over here, basically, guy selling a field, and he gives the borders of the field. And based on the way he says the borders, that's going to affect us. What does he really mean in the field itself? So in the last case, if you remember, we learned, it was talking about where he gave corners. Yeah, there were two cases of corners. There's actually, he gave corners of the field, four corners of the borders, or he gave like the L shape, the bracket shape on the corners. And we had a sefik, if that means the whole field, when you give the bracket, like the L shape, or does it mean just in between, like draw a diagonal across the field from bracket, from the northwest to the southeast, just draw a line down. So now the Gemara has the next question. Gemara says, Sirugim now. Now, what's the case of Sirugim? If you look at your pictures, you'll find it, Rashbam's picture is good, you have the art scroll also brings you a picture. Basically, you have a field in the middle, and it's surrounded by eight fields. Okay? The Reuven Shimon on one side, the Vin Yehuda on one side, Yitzchak and Zebulun on the other side, Binyamin and Yosef on the other side. So it's surrounded by eight different fields. Okay, that's called Sirugim. Now, how did he sell the field? So he said borders. But the way he said the borders was, he said every other border. For example, he said Reuven on the east, and Yosef on the south, and Yisachar on the west, and Levi on the north. That means he skipped every other field, and he pronounced the borders. That's called Sirugin. So the question is, Mahu, do you say that since it's not the derech of selling a field le sirugin, meaning it's not the normal way to sell a field, like one chalek you sell, and the next chalek no, and then it's chalek you sell, and the next chalek no. Which is, if you look at the Rashbam, for example, he shows you in his picture what it would mean, sirugin. Reuven side, kana. Binyamin side, lo kana. Yosef side, kana. Zevulun side, lo kana. So you're splitting up the field in such an awkward manner. It's not the derech to sell a field like that, where you're just getting, you know, alternate pieces. So therefore, maybe you can argue that since it's not the derech to sell alternate like that, so then already he meant the whole field. Right? So that's one side. He sold the whole field, but he doesn't want to write every single name of the eight guys. So he wrote one on each side. He wasn't matriach himself to write all eight names. He just wrote four of them, but his kavanah was for the whole field. Or maybe you say, no, maybe he's only selling keneged the mitzarim. And therefore, in Echanami, maybe you have to split the field up, just like we did on the four corners case. You drew an X on the field. Remember, if you go back to the case of Ansamech Bet Amud Nishon and the Rashbam, when you see the picture on the Rashbam on the right side, the Uven Shimon, the Vi Yehuda, you drew the X on the field, and it just owns like a furrow. You draw a furrow across from the Uven down, and then from Shimon down. So maybe we'll say you do the same thing over here, and you just really split the field up into Sirugin. That's what he meant. So the Gemara concludes on this tiku. Really, it is a tiku as well. Now we go to the next case. Matzar lo metzar rishon u metzar sheni u metzar shlishi u metzar rivi'i lo matzar lo. Okay. He sold him a field. He gave him the three borders. But he didn't discuss the fourth border. The fourth border, he left it open. So the question is, what is he koneh? If you want to see a picture of that, you don't see a picture too much. You can look in the Rashbam where it says Mubla and no Mubla. Just leave that. But the point is, he didn't, three sides he clearly delineated. The fourth side is opened. But he didn't say exactly the border. Yeah, it's obvious, right? You have the picture over here. Very good. Actually, Rashbam says it's like the letter Het. Draw the letter Het. Het. Right? So you have three sides. One side he left open, meaning he didn't say the border on the fourth side. That's Rashbam's Lashon, like the letter Chet. Okay, Machloket. Amar Rav, Kana Akol. Chutz Memetzar Revi'i. You kone everything within the three, and the fourth side, you're not kone that Telem, which means Telem would be like a furrow. On the fourth side, you're not kone. That whole fourth side, the size of a furrow, that the digging, you're not kone. So chutz memetzar revi'i on that side. Ushmuel amar afilu metzar revi'i. You kone even the fourth side. Why? Because the guy's not matriach to write all the sides. He wrote three out of four, and the fourth one is understood. Okay. Good. The first side says no. The reason why he left out the fourth side, because he wants to keep that for himself. That's obvious. So no, once you write three, he meant to write them all. The Rav Aseh, third opinion says, Rav Aseh Amar, lo kana ela telem echad al pene kula.
Wow.
He says, he interprets like this. Once already you see the guy said three sides and left out the fourth side, so just like on the fourth side he wanted to keep the furrow for himself, so that means on all the sides also he was keeping something for himself, and he only meant to sell him a furrow's worth on all three sides. So on the het,
you're selling him the border.
Right, he's selling him the border. Make a furrow on the sides of the borders, and then that's what he's keeping. So it's a much three totally different opinions. Wow. Let's review them quickly. Rav's opinion is what? Yekone everything up to the border, not including the border. According to Shmuel, yekone everything, including the border. And according to Rav Aseh, only the borders. Only the borders on the three sides. Yeah. Right? Okay. Comes Gemaran says, Gemaran's going to explain Rav Aseh Shita. Savar la kerav. The Amar Shiure Shayer, umid the Shayer b'Metzar Shayer nami bechulhu. Rav Aseh holds like Rav that Rav held to a certain extent. Rav held he was Meshayer on the fourth side, meaning the fourth side he's keeping for himself. That was Rav Shita. Yekone all the anything within the three Yekone, and the fourth side where the furrow that he kept for himself. So Rav Aseh agrees to that. He just extends that. That just like he was Mishayir for himself on the fourth side, he's Mishayir for himself, he leaves for himself on the other three sides as well. And therefore his intention was not to sell him everything, only a piece on all the three sides, and none of the fourth side. So he takes Rav Shita just to another degree. And Rav held what? He's Mishayir on the fourth side. He's, I agree, not only is Mishayir on the fourth side, he's Mishayir on all the sides. Mishayir beha, Shayir beha. Now, what's the halakha from all these three rabbis? Amarava hilcheta kana kol chutz memesar revi'i. Who's that like, Rav? You could hear the whole thing except for the fourth side. Now the Gemara gives some restrictions. Velo amaran ela delo mibla. That's all you're talking where the fourth side is not. Mibla means swallowed. Literally swallowed in contained in the borders of the three. However, aval mibla kana. Look at the pictures that Rashbam gave you. You see, lo muvla, it's on the outside. Muvla, the fourth side, is within the three walls. So when do we say lo kana, the fourth side? When it's outside of the three borders. But if the fourth side is in, even though he didn't mention it, it's mubla. So once already you got the three, you got the fourth one also. Oh, but there's one more condition. Vechi lo mivla, and even when it's outside of the borders, it's not contained. Lo amran, when do we say that it's not kone ela deika ale rikbad dekla? It's talking about where it has, let's say, a row of trees, let's say, on it, trees growing on it, or vahavi tishat kabin, or let's say it's big enough that it can plant the shoot of nine kabin. Then already you say it's outside of the border, it's got its own trees on it, so it's a separate entity, or it's big enough where you can plant nine kabin. So then you say the guy meant to keep it for himself because it's chashuv. But if it doesn't have, let's say, a row of trees, it's not nine kav long kana, even if it's outside the borders, It's not hashuv. So therefore you get that also. So the Gemara now makes a diyuk. Michlal, when do we make a difference whether it has trees or not? That's only when it's outside. When it's lo muvla. Yeah. When it's outside the borders, then we make a chiluk and we say, when do we say lo kana? When it's hashuv, when it has its trees on it, or it's nine kabim, the guy left it for himself. But if it's lo muvla, and it doesn't have anything on it, and it's small, so it's concluded. Oh, so the Gemara makes a diyuk. Michlal dechi muvla, af al gav deika ale rechbad de deklav avit esh akabin kana. Masva that when it's in the containment of the three borders, no matter what, even if it's hashuv, even if it has trees on it, you kone. The chiluk of trees only on the outside. That's one way of learning. Comes the Gemara says a different way. Ika da ami, totally opposite. Look at the other way of learning. Amarava ilcheta kana hakol. Va'afilu metzar revi'i. Oh, that's a different shita now. That's like Shemuel. Halacha yikone everything plus the fourth border. The first shita held no. Yikone everything except the fourth border. This shita says ilcheta kana hakol, including the fourth border. Now the Gemara says, Velo amaran ela demibla. When do we say yikone the fourth border? Only when it's contained inside. But if it's outside, lo kane. Now the Gemara analyzes. Even when it's inside, that you said it's kone. Lo amaran ela deleka ale rechbad de deklav velo avetish akabin. It's more mahmir. Meaning when it's inside, it's only talking where it doesn't have trees on it and not to shoot off. Nine kameval. Ika ale rechbad de deklav velo akabin. Even though it's nibla, lo kana. Yeah, this side is being more machmir and saying, even though it's contained, it's got to have two things. It's got to be contained, plus small, or no trees. But if it's contained, and it has hashivu to it, no kana. So the Gemara makes a diyuk. Michlal, dechilo muvla, that when it's outside, afagav deleka ale rechba detekna velo abi tishakabin, no kana. It's masmab, the only haluk between trees and not trees and size and not size is when it's muvla. But lo muvla, lo kana at all. No matter what, even without trees and without the size. So there's a big chiluk between the first shita and the ika, the amre. So now the Gemara is going to take, in the next piece, what the two shitot have in common. Okay, now the Gemara is going to summarize the two ika, the amres that we just had. And the Gemara is going to say, it's easy to figure out what the both shitot have in common. The problem is going to be in the cases where they argue, what are you going to do? So the Gemara says, Shama'inan mitarvayu lishne derava. From both the shonot that we just read, you learn the following. Number one, the besadeh lo shiir velo midi. That's the first thing. That on a field when you're selling it, he doesn't leave anything over for himself. Because clearly it says, yikoneh, all the three sides, plus the fourth side. The part that's muvla, and whatever the case is, but you are kone all four sides, to a certain degree. So clearly, when you write three sides, the owner is not holding back anything for himself. No. We just said that you kone the fourth side. The question is muvla, lo muvla, dekla, lo dekla, but you kone the fourth side. You are going to be kone the fourth side.
Unless
it's muvla, lo muvla, but you are going to be kone the fourth side. So therefore you see what? He wasn't mishayin anything for himself. I mean, he's letting the guy be, as opposed to the other opinions that would say, you're not kone anything on the fourth side. Rav is telling you, no, you're kone the fourth side in those cases over there. Now, which means, you want to say it like this? To say it clearer? There was an opinion of Rav Aseh, for example. Okay, he said, the owner left everything for himself, even on the three sides. Right. So Rav clearly saying, on the three sides, he didn't leave anything for himself. The three sides, you get the whole thing. And on the fourth side, that's when you have the... So lo shiyir, he holds... The owner doesn't hold anything on the three sides. That's clear. And on the fourth side, it depends. What's the next thing you hear? V'shama'in ha'nami, you also understand, de'hecha de'mibla, okay, it's contained in the walls, ve'leka ale rechbad de'dekla, and it doesn't have trees, ve'lo avi tish'a kabin, kana, according to both opinions. Mibla, without trees and without size, both opinions say, kana. That's common, they have that in common. Number two, they have in common the following. Lo mibla, ve'ika ale rechbad deklav avit tish'a kabin, lo kana. Outside of the borders, with trees and size, everybody says, lo kana. Mibla. Now here's where the machloket is. Mibla ve'ika aleh. It's swallowed in with trees. Lo mibla ve'leka aleh. Or outside, and it doesn't have. Itmar la lehaygisa ve'itmar la lehaygisa. It depends what opinion you're going to take. That's exactly where you have this stira between the two opinions, where it's inside and it mibla ve'ika aleh, and lo mibla ve'leka aleh, right?
Inside with or outside
without? Inside with or outside without? Those are the two cases where you can have a mahluk between the two opinions. Okay? Now, inside has a benefit. It's inside, but it's got trees on it.
Right.
Oh, so they already have a mahluk between the opinions. The first opinion held inside, no matter. Second opinion said, no, inside with is a problem. Inside with is a problem. It has trees on it. That means chashuv. Outside without. According to the second opinion, outside, you're always out. Second shita will say no. The other shita will say no. Outside without, there's no trees on it. So it's still considered not hashuv the v'yikoneh. So those are the two cases. So the Gemara is asking, what do you do? So the Gemara says, you know what the answer is? Shuda de dayaneh. What shuda de dayaneh?
Judges.
Right, so judges call. The judges have to hear the case and they have to ascertain what did the seller mean when he was selling it. It's a call. It's a call by the judges. Right. It's a judgment. Shuda literally means you throw it. A judgment call. You throw it to the judges. And you let the judges make the call. Right, look at the Rashbam. And we conclude with that. Shuda de Dayaneh. We have something on that? Where's the Rashbam on that?
Oh, well, there's generous in nature, it says.
Here. Shuda. Hakol, it's in the middle of the Rashbam of...
Right above Amarava.
Shuda de Dayaneh. Hakol lefi a'inyan. Shiru ha-dayanim. V'yakiru ha-mocher. Eno yafe ora'ah. You gotta look at the seller. Is he a stingy
generous
guy? Is he a generous guy? What could you assume the guy did? Hakol lefi omid da'atam. Umiyu bishar mekomot nemesaf kalam betre lishne. Now, this is your question. Normally, whenever you have a safek, when it comes in two lishonot, hilcheta keman. Lo amrin et shudad dayane. You don't say this. Ad shiyefaresh ki hacha. Ela amotzi b'chavro ala baraya. Normally we say, you want to take something out of me, the burden of proof is on you. So this is really an exceptional case over here, where we're taking both mishonot and we're combining them, and the things they don't have in common, we're putting it on the judges, which is really... He writes over here, "Bederech klal, kasher yesh safek, who the halakha is like, haklal motzi b'chavro ala baraya, ubemekre ke'en hamekre shefanenu, the mocher is a muhzak. You want to take the border from me, bring it to ayah. Uma she'anu omrim kan she'safek ha'dayan u'shudad ha'dayan en ze'ela b'mkom she'pirshu ha'chemim she'esh l'nhod kach. The Rashbam doesn't tell you why, but he says you can only use it when the Gemara tells you could use it. I mean, if they didn't tell you shudad ha'dayan over here, then the regular lean is ha'motzi b'chavar ala v'rayah. Where they say shudad ha'dayan, you use it over here. The ha'inu, what's the logic? Mishum shekan ayan, the Rabban's talking now. Shekan ayan der el acherim mitam miyuhad. They must have a certain reason. Sheyesh la'asot shuda. V'imken en l'lmod midin zeh l'shar ha'sefekot shebatalmud. He doesn't tell you the reason either over here. He just says hakamim obviously had a reason why here they wanted it to be thrown to the judges as opposed to the other the other cases.
Exactly.
Now, no. They don't know the reason of the rabbis. They said, obviously, Hachemet Tamudav. Now he says over here, V'yesh mishkatav, Shepsak ha'alacha shudat ha'dayana muskar kan, this shudat ha'dayana, Eno achra'at ha'din, b'mkom sheyesh safek ma'i ha'alacha, Ela kavanat ha'gemara, shebe'emet, en mahloket klal ben shtei ha'leshonot. Say like this, not a safek. Both leshonot, there's no mahloket, v'shtehen ne'emru al yedei Rava. Rava said both of them. We learned this, ikad ha'amre. So have a stira. So what they have in common is no question. Where the stira is, give it to the judges. This opinion says, no. Rava made both statements. V'kavanato shelefamim yesh tenog shekana lokeya, v'lefamim yesh tenog shelokana. Which means, he was saying, shudad dayaneh. That's why he said, Muvla, sometimes yeah, sometimes no. There's no stira. He gave you both scenarios, which he was telling the judges, it could sometimes come out this way, it could sometimes come out that way. Therefore, it's up to you to decide. That's why the Gemara said, Shudat the Dayanir. Because that's what Rav was saying. It's not conclusive. It all depends on the guy's generous eye or not. So according to that, we understand why he chose this case. Because the thing, that's what Rav was saying from the inception. Good? Right.